Ocean Thrills, Vancouver. Ideally situated between the Pacific Ocean and forested mountains, this dynamic Canadian city makes it easy to find adventure.
Few cities in the world are so connected to the ocean as Vancouver. Regularly voted as one of the best places in the world to live, it sits on a peninsula on Canada's western coast, surrounded on three sides by water and protected from the open Pacific Ocean by Vancouver Island. Behind the city are forested mountains and the world-famous ski resort of Whistler Blackcomb, just a short drive away. Only Rio de Janeiro or Cape Town can rival it in terms of their spectacular oceanfront settings, but they cannot compete with Vancouver for overall quality of life. As a young city, only 136 years old, Vancouver has a strongly cosmopolitan, 21st century flavor. English is a second language for more than half of its inhabitants, with Asians making up around 30% of the population. Indeed, with Tokyo being the next city west of here, Vancouver is reputed to be the best place in which to eat sushi outside of Japan. Despite its high-rise buildings, the natural world is a part of daily life here. There are many beaches just a short walk from the city center. To reach a more secluded beach, rent a kayak. You can swim with seals just along the coastline. Several ships have been intentionally sunk along the coast to create artificial reefs for fish and a destination for scuba divers. Take a boat ride around neighboring Vancouver Island and you are in whale territory. The only problem? Everyone wants to live here, and space is limited.
Whale watching. Between March and October, this part of the Canadian coast is home to thousands of migrating cetaceans. There are gigantic humpback whales, killer whales, minke, and grey whales in abundance, profiting from the food-rich coastal waters. When you throw in the probability of seeing dolphins, sea lions, and a whole range of big seabirds, a half-day trip out of Vancouver is essentially an aquatic safari experience. The tour operators are so sure of finding whales that, as a guarantee against disappointment, they offer you a free trip if ever you don't see them.
Kitesurfing. With its young, active population, Vancouver is a world-class center for water sports. It may not have the waves needed for surfing, but it does have wind, and that has made it a mecca for the hybrid sport of kitesurfing. On a warm summer day, the waters around Squamish Spit, just a little way out of the city, are full of brightly colored kites as people skim across the water. There are several schools offering lessons for all levels, from beginners to advanced kitesurfers, but they are so popular that you need to book in advance.
Storm watching. Spring and summer are dry and warm in Vancouver, but the winter months bring large amounts of rain. And when the Pacific weather patterns change in winter, the winds blowing across from Japan create violent storm formations. In the 1990s, a family who had a cabin on the west coast of Vancouver Island, which directly faces the Pacific Ocean, used to love experiencing these winter storms. Eventually, they decided other people would too, so they opened a guest house on one of the stormiest locations along the coastline. Storm watching has become a popular winter activity all over Vancouver Island. Don't worry, the hotels provide wet weather clothing.
Seaplanes. Every city has at least one airport, of course, but how many have one that looks like this? That's right, Vancouver has an airport entirely dedicated to seaplanes, with several airlines in operation. Want to spend the day in a secluded cove nobody else can reach? Or spend a few days camping in a secret mountain lake high in the Canadian wilderness? You can rent a seaplane to take you there and come pick you up at some point. This is urban transport, as imagined by Indiana Jones.